Get ready for coverage of the Class 1A Lagodi Boys Basketball Sectional on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, AM 1580 WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Season-long coverage of Washington Catholic basketball provided by The Prescription Shop in Washington, Craney's Body Shop in Washington, Darrell O'Brien Construction in Washington, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, and Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. Tournament coverage provided by Jones & Sons, Vincennes University, Kemper CPA, Mattress by Appointment, Area 1 Protection Services, and Lana Helms DDS Orthodontist. Now let's go back live to Lagodi High School.
Basketball fans, good evening and welcome back. We are at Jack Butcher Arena here where the annual IHSA Sectional 63 being played. In about 7 minutes, we are going to have the second contest, which will feature your Washington Catholic Cardinals taking on the Vincennes Reve Patriots. In game one, Bar Reeves survived a very good Shoals Juggerocks performance. The Vikings move on to Friday's first semifinal as they beat the Rocks 53-38. I'm John Mullen, and in just a little bit, I'll be joined by my buddy Mike DeCourcy, who, as you know, carried the Bar Reeves Shoals game along with Bar Reeves principal Jeff Doyle. Jalen Mullen, my son, might be around as well to keep track of the ever-important stat sheet as Reve enters from the tunnel where they were in the locker room getting some instructions from their head coach, Mr. Mark Beasy. Meanwhile, Washington Catholic also in the locker room at this time and getting some pregame instructions from head coach John Howe. These two clubs, both Washington Catholic and Vincennes Reve, have not met each other since early December. On the 8th or 9th of December, the Patriots took care of business against WC 61-21. But as everyone knows, once the postseason arrives, you can throw the records out, earlier matchups. Those go by the wayside as these two teams prepare for the survive and advance win or go home game. Coach Mike DeCourcy back here. He had a chance maybe to get a breath and perhaps get a bottle of water, and he's back for game two. Coach DeCourcy, welcome back.
Hey, I just sometimes you need a drink and a bathroom break, and you know, I try not to take advantage of my friend John Mullen too much, but I may have slipped in a brownie treat in the hospitality room on my way out, but I ate it while I was walking. Well, so that doesn't count as a delay.
And full disclosure, while you were broadcasting that first game there with your Vikings and Juggerocks during the third quarter, I decided to indulge in not one but two of those brownies.
Hey, so good. Well, you know what? You at least I, albeit for a very short time, had the opportunity to go home today.
Yes.
You went straight from baseball practice back down here, and, no rest for the weary.
As we prepare for this second Tuesday night game, as we look forward to watching WC and Reve play, we can't help but indulge ourselves a little bit, Coach DeCourcy, with the live broadcast here of a 2A sectional, which, of course, Bari played in the past 2 years, and my North Davies Cougars are fixing to play on Friday against the winner of this South Knox Linton Stockton game, which now is headed to a third overtime.
Tell you what, this is after the last couple of years up at that 2A sectional, this is kind of what we are accustomed to, close games. I think a couple of years ago, Linton knocked off South Knox in five overtimes.
Yeah, it was a five overtime championship game, as I recall, just a couple of years ago. And so we're not necessarily anticipating that many overtimes here, but you never know. And, of course, Coach DeCorsi, you were involved from this bird's eye view up here in Jack Butcher Arena in a three overtime game here not too long ago between the Vikings and Lions.
Yep, it was just about 3 weeks ago that we were up here for that, and hopefully no repeats of that, at least this weekend, from the Viking perspective anyhow.
Let's take a look at Washington Catholic and Vincennes Reveille as we've kind of discussed some of the area games, and including the first one here played this evening. For Washington Catholic, a team that if you're an optimist, and we both are most of the time, our wives might beg to differ, but Washington Catholic is 1-1 over their past two games. Well, however, that one game was against Medora, and again, they are coming off a loss to Day School, Evansville Day School. But really, it's been a very difficult season for Coach Howe and the Cardinals. They do have a bright spot in junior Brock Craney. Craney, a junior sharpshooter, leads the team with about 13 points a game. Unfortunately, that's about half of the Cardinals' output per game average. So WC, to say the least, is going to have to find some more offense this evening against this steady Vincennes Reveille squad.
Well, in a game like this, Johnny, you got to Scholes did a nice job. Of course, I think Scholes is, you know, prohibitively better than either one of these two teams. But, you know, they were not favored against Bar Eve. Got some early offense kind of through about the first quarter and a half, and made shots, executed, and got a little bit of an early lead. And I think if you're WC tonight, you got to look to play it the same way. And, you know, Coach Brent Dalrymple back in the day called it the shoot before you turn it over offense.
And we still talk about it to this day, and we've talked about it on a few of these broadcasts. And WC with nothing to lose, again, they can come in here and perhaps Craney and some of his teammates can get hot and perhaps put a Reveille team back on their heels. For the Patriots, they're led by a bunch of juniors. The two main juniors, offensively speaking at least, would be Colton Musen and McCain Claycomb. They've also got a nice point guard in Logan Keller. That trio are all juniors, and they lead Reveille. Reveille's 8-12 this season. Again, they defeated WC back in early December by a bunch of points. In their last outing, Reveille moved their record up again to 8-12. They put it on White River Valley, Coach, 53-30, and it wasn't that close. So they come on, they come into the sectional certainly feeling good about themselves, and with a decent draw here is WC, certainly not favored in this contest. But again, it's March, almost March at least, late February, and anything can happen in the game of high school boys basketball. We will take a one-minute break, and when we get back, we'll have the starting lineups for you and your opening tip-off. You're listening to The General 95.9, back in 60 seconds.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
It's a new year. Get a new mattress at Mattress by Appointment in Washington. A new truckload of Serta 5-star mattresses has arrived, and at 50 to 80% off typical retail prices, they're going fast. That's right, Serta 5-star mattresses in stock, brand new, ready for you. $40 down, take it home today. Enjoy 90 days, no interest, and pay it off with your tax refund. Call or text 812-610-1070 to schedule a time to check out these great deals. Mattress by Appointment in Washington, 812-610-1070.
Now, back to the Ligoti Boys Basketball Sectional on WAMW and from WAMWAMFM.com.
Back to Jack Butcher Sports Arena, where Washington Catholic and Vincennes Reveille are being introduced. Coach DeCorsi, as we await the opening tip, would you please give us what your thoughts are on Washington Catholic's prescription shop prescription for success tonight?
Yeah, I think it's what we talked about a second ago. WC, if they want to hang in this game, they got to do what Scholes did against Bar Eve in the first game, and that's get some early offense, And, you know, shoot before you turn it over. And I'm not saying that WC is going to come out and commit a bunch of turnovers, but don't get yourself bogged down in half-court offense. Take your first best available shot. And, hey, you're the underdog. Play relaxed. That's how Shoals started last game. Nobody in the gym, probably not even the Shoals parents, expected Shoals to win earlier tonight. Same thing with WC tonight. Be relaxed, play loose, play fun, and let's see what happens.
So play loose and have fun, according to Coach DeCourcy, the prescription shop, prescription for success. Opening tips controlled by Reve. And they score a bucket there as number five, McCain Claycomb, scores a layup. WC can't handle the Reve pressure, and they throw it away to commit their first turnover.
Yeah, and Reve, they are adamant that it's going to they're going to try to
speed WC up
sure. and make it happen early.
So in the lineup for Reve here is Logan Keller, McCain Claycomb, Colton Muzin. We mentioned that trio of juniors in the pregame. Also, they start Austin Thomas, a junior, and they also have Trayvon Taylor, a sophomore center, 6'3", big body in the middle. WC will go with Brock Craney. They'll also go with Peyton Robinson. That bucket was also good by Claycomb. Is that his second basket?
That was Claycomb's first bucket. The first one was by Trayvon Taylor.
Okay, so Taylor had the first layup, and then Claycomb added the second. It's 4-0 Reve here, a minute gone by. Washington Catholic cannot handle the press as they've turned it over for a second consecutive time. And an easy shot on an out-of-bounds play from Muzin. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout, WC. Craney, Robinson, Jace Drew, V.J. Burris, and Tristan Taylor in the starting lineup tonight for WC. We'll stay here as Coach John Howe does not like how these Cardinals have begun this game. We're 59 seconds deep, Coach DeCourcy, and it's 6-0 Reve.
Yeah, and one thing that we've seen together this year, Johnny Mullen, is Coach John Howe is not afraid to burn those timeouts when things start going a little bit sideways.
Well, you get five, and if you're struggling, you might as well try and stem the tide there a little bit. Cardinals basketball coming back out. Again, Reve picking up full court, trying to speed the Cardinals up. Ball's inbounded to Peyton Robinson. Cardinals are going to start four seniors along with Craney the junior. So five seniors on the roster for the Cardinals and four in the starting lineup.
Yeah, and Brock Craney really needs to make an effort to get the basketball.
And it's a flat-out face guard as Austin Thomas is not going to leave Brock Craney. The coach is probably going to ask him what kind of gum he was chewing, what flavor of gum he was chewing at the end of this contest here. Cardinals passing it around the perimeter. That's Jace Drew handling the basketball. Being hounded by Keller to V.J. Burris.
And I think they're going to get a whistle there. That's going to be on Austin Thomas as he's going to hold the guy that we've been talking about.
Well, as I take a look at Brock Craney's statistics, again, he's accounted for half of their offense, essentially. And included in that number is 65 three-pointers. He's attempted 205, Coach DeCourcy.
He may have to have elbow surgery at the end of the year.
That's a lot of ice. Nice cut, though, by Craney. And he's going to score the Cardinals' first basket as Jace Drew found him on the back door. And Craney has two. Trims the lead to 6-2 here. 2 minutes gone by in the first.
Good design set right there by Coach Howe.
Keller's going to take a long three, and it's nothing but net. Logan Keller is their point guard. Nice passer out there, but he decides to launch one, and it's nothing but net. 9-2 Reve. Jace Drew with the basketball. Muzin with a steal. Muzin steals it from Robinson. Fancy move from Muzin, but he can't finish. And Tristan Taylor and Trayvon Taylor. How about that, Coach? Tristan Taylor on WC, Trayvon Taylor on Vincennes Reve.
That's a lot of...
The two Taylors tie it up. It's alliteration at its finest.
And as an English teacher, that should make you very, very happy.
I'm kind of pumped inside. Doubt any of my kids are listening.
That you should have gave them extra credit.
Either at home or at school.
Yeah.
Either one.
You're going to get a travel down on the baseline on WC as Tristan Taylor going to get too close to the baseline and travel with it.
Unofficially, Coach DeCourcy, that's four timeouts for the four turnovers for the Cardinals. And as the audience gathers around the live action of the South Knox Linton game, we're watching Reve, and Keller cannot find the range from three, but that's Claycomb with a putback, and it's suddenly 11-2, Vincennes Reve. Coach, you talked about WC being able to maybe control the tempo and shoot before they turn it over. They've got four turnovers and one bucket and make that five.
And that's and the thing about Reve is they've kind of switched it up a little bit. They had some full court pressure going just a second ago, backed it off and kind of got after it a little harder in the half court. And Reve going to get it again.
Coach Howe was wanting a tip there, but up here in the Lions' den nest, if you will, it didn't look like it was tipped. So Reve with the basketball, up 11-2, 4 minutes in. We want to thank Craney's Body Shop on Veal Creek Road in Washington. Of course, Fred and Rita Craney, humongous sponsors of all things Washington Catholic. Craney's Body Shop on Veal Creek Road in Washington.
And they've done some great work for the DeCourcys from time to time.
Taking care of the Mullen automobiles. We've got a few teenage drivers coming up. I'm sure they'll be on speed dial.
You look like the Bill Dobson Ford Tough parking lot at your house.
Thank you very much.
Or the Washington Chrysler parking lot.
Yep. Both of those are Washington Catholic and Bar Eve radio basketball sponsors. Shot put up by Claycomb. Can't find the range. Grabs his own rebound, and he's going to head to the free throw line as one of those Redbirds got him going up. Probably Tristan Taylor, perhaps.
Now they're going to get that on Craney. Craney was in the area. I thought they may have got it on Taylor, but they went ahead and whistled it on Craney.
Well, it's easier to go with a five than it is a three and a four.
Uh-huh. And first free throw going to roll off. No good for Claycomb.
Are we in a third overtime here? Is that what we're watching?
We're in overtime number three, South Knox and Linton. 64 as Claycomb gets the second. 62 South Knox by two. It is South Knox ball. I don't quite know how much time is left. It is under 30 seconds. Jeff Doyle estimates in the 20-second range.
Substitution for Washington Catholic. Blake Hunter into the game. He's their fifth senior, and he puts up a three ball as soon as he gets into the game and can't find the range. And on the other end, Patriots are going to be whistled for an offensive foul, evidently on Claycomb, guilty of a hold inside. So that's a turnover, Reve. I'm not keeping track of their turnovers.
That's just two on Reve.
Okay. So the Cardinals trail by 10, 12-2. 3.5 to play here in the first period. The crowd has thinned out a little bit, Coach DeCourcy.
It has thinned out, but a really nice crowd for Bar Even Shoals tonight. I mean, it was just a fantastic crowd, especially when you have the homestanding Ligoti Lions not even in a contest tonight.
Sure. Reve below us. They've got a number of purple-clad fans, and, of course, a lot of those fans were probably in Indianapolis on Saturday for the Lady Patriots, who were defeated in the state championship Class 1A game.
Yeah, I talked to some of the Reve girls coaches and just decided they needed to make some more shots. Pretty simple, really, when you get down to it. And McKay Claycomb gets another two to go.
Cardinals with a basketball, 14-2. Hunter with it to Burris. Burris to Craney. Craney can't get by Thomas. Darryl O'Brien Construction. Text Darryl tonight. Tell him you're enjoying the game. IHSA sectional coverage here on the General. 812-486-6752. Shout out to Darryl O'Brien Construction.
And there's another steal by Reve. Claycomb going to reach in and pick one away.
Six turnovers for the Cardinals.
Three
Thomas with the basketball. Finds Trayvon Taylor. He goes inside against Tristan Taylor. And Tristan Taylor will be whistled for the foul. Trayvon, a sophomore. Tristan, a senior. No relation that I'm aware of.
No. But, hey.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Minute 45 showing on the scoreboards. Trayvon Taylor makes the first. Back into the game for the Cardinals is Jace Drew. He'll replace B.J. Burris. And Rebay also has a substitution ready at the scores table.
And Taylor gets them both.
Into the game for Rebay is Austin Finch. He's a sophomore. Coach DeCourcy, I'm looking at Rebay's roster and I see no seniors listed.
No.
Is that like...
This has to be one of the youngest sectionals in the state.
It's a thing, right? I mean...
It's a thing. So three put up and no good by WC. Rebay going to get it back.
Scholes had one senior out there. Bar-Eve, of course, has three seniors, none of which started. That's Finch into the game and scores his first bucket.
And there's your other timeout by Coach John Howe.
18-2, Rebay. We'll take one as well. You're listening to the General 95.9. We'll take a 60-second timeout.
Feel safe when you leave your home for spring break or just a weekend trip with the help of Coy Graber and the team at Area 1 Protection Services. Area 1 Protection offers video security cameras to monitor your home on your mobile device when you're away. Area 1 also offers the latest security technology for commercial businesses with the lowest monthly monitoring fees. Call toll-free at 877-406-2874. Area 1 Protection, wishing the area teams good luck in the boys' basketball sectional tournament this week. Ram Truck Month is back at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save up to $9,000 now on the new 2018s. The Ram 1500 Crew Cab starting as low as $40,000, including $1,000 in trade assist. That's right, an extra $1,000 towards your trade-in. Several in stock for you to test drive. See Glenn, Aaron, or Ryan and drive one home during Ram Truck Month, now in full swing at Washington Chrysler Center. Or view the full inventory online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
Welcome back to Jack Butcher Arena here as Washington Catholic. Coach Howe using his second time out of the quarter. They trail 18-2 with about a minute to play in the first. Rebay has come out and turned the Cardinals over. Brock Craney with the lone hoop for WC. Rebay in a stifling man-to-man defense. That's Peyton Robinson handling the ball. He's going to dish it to Blake Hunter. And
wow, what a pass. Logan Keller. I mean, he threw about a 50-foot pass to Claycomb on a line. WC going to have to foul Claycomb, but
that's Brock Craney's second, by the way.
That's two on Brock Craney, but man, what a pass.
Keller is a passer first. He did have an earlier three-pointer as well. McCain Claycomb, he's got seven early points, Coach, and he's at the line shooting two more.
And he got another one.
Tough opening quarter for WC. I will, again, we remain positive. We're optimistic. And as I look diagonally across the gym, I see the Washington Catholic faithful. And it's a whiteout for the student body, and they've got a number of cheerleaders down there, and they will cheer and have fun to the end. I also see the mascot over there, the Cardinal Bird. Always fun to see the alma mater's mascot costume.
And Musin going to step in the passing lane and head down the other way, shoot a layup.
22-2. WC with about 6 seconds here before the horn, and it's Blake Hunter, and he's looking for Craney, and that's going to be the eighth turnover. Hervé's going to launch one there. 22-2 at the end of the first quarter. Revay leads. And we will take a 60-second timeout when we come back. Second quarter action from Jack Butcher Arena. You're listening to The General 95.9.
This time of year, it's all about the kids. Anthony Showalter and everyone at Kemper CPA says congratulations to our area youth for your fantastic achievements. Everyone is so proud of you. You are the future of this community. Look at what you've accomplished. Congratulations to all area teams. Playing as a team is what it's all about. Kemper CPA salutes and congratulates all area youth.
At Vincennes University, we take you further, faster, for more than you expect. With a campus that spans over 200 acres and quality education that offers more than 200 academic programs. At VU, you'll find a focused quality education, smaller class sizes, and personalized instruction. Our state-of-the-art facilities, residential life, affordable tuition, and undeniable spirit will give you the total college experience. Find out how VU will take you further, faster. Visit us March 16th and 17th for pre-VU days, a campus-wide open house. Visit vinu.edu for details.
Now back to the Ligoti boys basketball sectional on WAMW and from WAMWAMFM.com.
The General.
Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home will soon open in the coming weeks. Washington's new state-of-the-art funeral home located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park. Our local contractor designed the funeral home to our exact specifications so that we can offer our families a spacious, highly functional, and beautiful funeral home to celebrate a loved one's life ceremony. And I'm John Baldwin, and I welcome you to visit us and see the difference at the new Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home located at 2020 State Street in Washington.
Because George Washington's birthday is such a big deal, Bill Dobson Ford, which happens to be in Washington, Indiana, is celebrating by offering great buyer incentives all during the month of February. Like $3,000, $4,000, to $5,000 total cash savings on new Ford models like Escape, Edge, and Explorer. Plus another $1,000 bonus retail cash on top of that. And no payments for 90 days. Happy birthday, George! Celebrate the American way by saving big on America's favorite brand at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Restrictions apply. Not all buyers will qualify. Deferred payment program through FMCCC Salesman for details.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Welcome back. We had some technical difficulties. Thanks for sticking with us here on the General. The Revae Patriots had the ball to begin the second quarter, and Logan Keller could not make a shot. Back on the other end, Washington Catholic's Blake Hunter was fouled, and he stuck the first of two free throws, so it's 22-3 here. Cardinals with the basketball back. Minute gone by here in the second quarter, 22-3 Revae. Cardinals looking inside. Substitution for the Cardinals, Irwin Zanillas. And ball was knocked off of Peyton Robinson after Hunter missed the three-pointer. Actually, they're going to give the basketball back to Washington Catholic. So,
Who made that free throw?
That was Blake Hunter. He made the first of two. Inbounded to Robinson. Craney trying to get the basketball. Being guarded by number two for Revae, Cedric Slice.
Nice name.
Cedric Slice is a sophomore. And Jace Drew, wearing number 21, a senior guard for the Cardinals, going to be fouled on the floor. Be the fourth personal for Revae, and that was Austin Thomas' second. Patriots have Finch on the floor. Brock Craney is going to launch a three, and he's not able to hit anything whatsoever, but the ball rolls off a Patriots player's hand, so out of bounds under WC's basket. Cardinals throw it away as Hunter's inbound pass is picked off. Musin has it. He looks long, finds Claycomb, and Claycomb's going to score. I believe that's Claycomb's 11th point.
That is 11 for Claycomb, and he's had a nice night. Good-looking athlete.
So 24-3. Reve getting some runouts here is trying to use their quickness and depth to get up and down the floor here against WC, who really struggles in the half court. That shot is put up and made by number 31, V.J. Burris. Burris, a senior. He sticks a three-pointer.
Yeah, 24-6. Burris got his feet set over there in the left corner, knocked it in. Nice shot.
Comes in hitting 2 of 8 on the season from distance. Make that 3 of 9. Reve with the basketball. Muzin's going to launch a three, and he's going to airball it. And then he's going to steal the pass that WC makes. And Brock Craney's going to be whistled for his third foul, and he's not going to like it. And neither is Coach Howe.
And if I was Coach Howe, I would say you may have an argument.
I'm not sure he can go to the bench, though. He may have to, but he may not. Brock Craney now with 3 fouls. He's your best player. You almost got to leave him on the floor, but if he's guarding Muzin, he's in trouble. Cardinals have 10 turnovers now. 5:18 on the scoreboard. WC goes to a zone defense. Trailing by 18, 24-6. Call me crazy, but I'm almost exhausted just watching the screen there of that triple overtime game.
Well, I'm sending Coach Rohr a text message right now.
30-second timeout here, Reve. We'll stay here and just kind of decompress, if you will, as you're firing Coach Rohr a text, a Bar Eve grad, 2007, and now in his sixth year at South Knox, and that's a monster, I won't call it an upset, but a huge victory for the Spartans, and they are the defending sectional champions. So.
And us Chicago Cubs fans, we got to stick together.
Okay. Well, you and I stick together, but come baseball season, we might be watching different teams, but yet it's okay to agree to disagree on who the best team in the National League Central is.
That's true.
Back to action here, 5 minutes showing. We're at Jack Butcher Arena. Game one, of course, went to Bar Eve, 53-38. They'll have Orleans on Friday. Meanwhile, the host, Lagodi Lions, awaiting the results of this contest. And they will play game two on Friday night. Pass inside to Taylor, and he's fouled. And I hope they didn't call that on Brock Craney. They did not. That foul was called on Peyton Robinson. And Craney is going to take a seat now. He was close to that fourth personal. And into the game for Washington Catholic, number 42, Kate Taylor, a sophomore. It's been a while, Coach, and I know you've done a lot of games on the radio, but we were in the birdcage for that Cannelton affair when Cade Taylor threw a three in.
Threw a three.
He literally threw a three in to prolong that game. That was, I believe, won by Cannelton, but it was a dandy. Went to overtime, I believe. First free throw for Trayvon Taylor's good. Trayvon here with 5.
And he's had a good start.
Make it 6. Reve is really shooting their free throws well.
So 20-point deficit now for the Cardinals.
The Knights of Columbus, Council 630, and on Main Street, downtown Washington. Another big supporter of Washington Catholic basketball. And, of course, the KFC over the past couple of years has done a lot for the community of Washington.
You think?
You think? Can you?
I've mentioned that already, Coach Mullen. That is an item that you and myself and the two missuses, we need to start doing that this spring.
Well, I've not done it yet, and although a grad and a supporter of WC, I've just not made my way down. I'd hate to take $500,000 from some other needy soul.
You could give some back to your alma mater.
Sure.
I just.
You just want to go and crowd watch? Are you a people watcher?
Well, a little bit, but I've had to set up some equipment for our friend Dwayne Shake down there a couple of times as he's doing broadcasts, and I'm bringing stuff back from baseball games. Is Trevon Taylor going to be fouled again?
My name is Aaron Sanders.
Tell us why you come back day in, day out here at Chuckles and Ligoti.
The service here at Chuckles is wonderful. The people are wonderful. They begin to know you by name after you come back for so long, you know. When I walk in, they know what I'm here for usually. I don't even have to ask. I'm probably here about 10 times a day, honestly. So great staff, great people. Their attitudes are wonderful. It's just, and it's convenient right here in the middle of town. So if you need anything, this is the store to go to.
Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
Daryl O'Brien Construction in Washington is proud to back the Washington Catholic Cardinals this basketball season. From roofing to remodels to garages and home additions, even new home construction. Put Daryl O'Brien Construction on the job for you. Fully insured with over 20 years experience, Daryl can even sit down and help you design your floor plan for the ultimate dream home. Call 254-6797. Daryl would like to hear from you. If you're enjoying the game tonight, text 812-486-6752.
Board-certified orthodontist Dr. Lena Helms knows that one of the keys to success is teamwork. With a friendly atmosphere, qualified assistance, in-house lab services, and payment options to meet your needs, Dr. Helms' office has all the tools to create a winning smile. Visit lanahelms.com or call 812-254-4500 to let the team at Dr. Helms' office make your goal of a healthy, beautiful smile a reality.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
At Vincennes University, we take you further, faster. We're more than you expect, with a campus that spans over 200 acres and quality education that offers more than 200 academic programs. At VU, you'll find a focused, quality education, smaller class sizes, and personalized instruction. Our state-of-the-art facilities, residential life, affordable tuition, and undeniable spirit will give you the total college experience. Find out how VU will take you further, faster. Visit us March 16th and 17th for pre-VU days, a campus-wide open house. Visit vinu.edu for details.
We are, again, having technical difficulties here up in the up at the top here at Jack Butcher Arena, but we are back and not sure where we left off. It's 31-6 Reveille as the last three-pointer was made by McCain Claycomb. Also, Colton Musin had a layup, and Washington Catholic got a bucket as well. So 31-6. WC trails, minute 47 here before halftime. We apologize for the technical difficulties. Coach Mike DeCourcy and John Mullen with you here as Cardinals are looking to score, and they turn it over again. That's 14 turnovers for the Cardinals. Logan Keller comes up with that steal.
And a lot of those turnovers, Johnny, they've been of the in the half-court variety of things where, you know, quite simply, if you were to come and look at things, Reveille, just a lot bigger and stronger than WC, and they're just kind of taking it away and imposing their strength.
Yes. We've got a couple big guys inside and some quick guards, and that bucket scored by Trevon Taylor, and he's having a career game here. You've got him for how many?
That is
at least eight.
Four, six, that is point number eight, yep.
So 33-6. It's Larry Bird and Stan Musial on the scoreboard. Shot put up by Jace Drew. Can't find the range. Jace Drew, a junior. Keller finds Claycomb. Back to Keller. And Reveille's not been real clean with the basketball here in the past few minutes, but they're up 27 points, Coach.
No, they've not either. And quite honestly, you know, this is a Reveille 27-point lead. They played Ligoti tough just a few weeks ago. And if I'm Reveille, I want this clock to move and get to Friday night and see what you can do.
and keep everybody healthy. Into the game for Washington Catholic is Cannon Ingram. He's a sophomore, wearing number 22, with it out front. Also in the game, Kate Taylor. Kate Taylor into the game for Brock Craney. Craney has three fouls. He's been on the bench for about the past 3 or 4 minutes. Cardinals with 8 seconds to shoot. Taylor kicks it to V.J. Burris. Burris puts up a three, can't find the range. And the Patriots are going to head into the locker rooms with a 27-point lead. It's 33-6 at the half. It was 22-2 after one quarter of play. Again, we apologize for our technical difficulties. We're going to try and get 2 minutes of sponsorship ads, and we'll talk about some of the Washington Catholic season sponsors, and we'll take a look at second half action, and we'll be back with Coach DeCourcy as he'll have the point breakdown for both teams. You're listening to the General 95.9 FM. Back in 2 minutes.
What do you do when you have an accident? Call Craney's Body Shop on Veal Creek Road in Washington. They'll straighten things out. Craney's Body Shop has been serving this area since 1980 with expert vehicle body repair on all makes and models. Craney's also offers 24-hour around-the-clock towing service, so one call can do it all at 254-6412. 254-6412. Craney's Body Shop, Veal Creek Road in Washington, serving the area for 30 years.
Jones & Sons would like to wish all area teams and the Lagodi Boys sectional good luck. Jones & Sons has been your hometown concrete provider for over 45 years. We pride ourselves with the quality of concrete we bring to a job and with the customer service you'll find in our offices. Need work done? Give us a call. From concrete to masonry products, mulch, decorative rock, landscaping stones, steps, and much more. See it all online at jonesandsons.com or stop by one of our retail locations in Terre Haute, Vincennes, or Washington.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
Because George Washington's birthday is such a big deal, Bill Dobson Ford, which happens to be in Washington, Indiana, is celebrating by offering great buyer incentives all during the month of February. Like $3,000, $4,000, to $5,000 total cash savings on new Ford models like Escape, Edge, and Explorer. Plus another $1,000 bonus retail cash on top of that. And no payments for 90 days. Happy birthday, George! Celebrate the American way by saving big on America's favorite brand at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Restrictions apply. Not all buyers will qualify. Deferred payment program through FMCCC Salesman for details.
Now back to the Lagodi Boys Basketball Sectional on WAMW and from WAMWAMFM.com. The General.
Welcome back to Jack Butcher Arena. It's halftime here as Vincennes Reveille exerted control early and often, and they lead at the break 33-6 against Washington Catholic. The first game, which the General brought you, was Barre 53, Shoals 38. The Vikings going to advance to Friday's first semifinal against Orleans. Lagodi, the host school, awaits the winner of this game, which at this point looks to be, without a doubt, the Patriots. Coach Mike DeCourcy keeping track of statistics tonight, probably also responsible for the story for the Washington Times Herald of this contest.
Johnny, both you and I know all about pulling double duties some nights.
It's a good time, and if you can triple up, for example, by refereeing the JV game and then walking upstairs and...
There's only one of us out here that's done that before.
I think I'm going to get you a zebra costume for your birthday so you can feel that triple...
Yes.
Triple Lundy love, Rodney Dangerfield style.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Triple Lindy? I said Lundy. I meant Lindy.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've been back to school or watched the movie.
Oh, I need to watch that with my wife.
Oh, boy. So, Coach DeCourcy at 33-6 here at the half. What do you got as far as points, et cetera?
Yeah, we'll start with Vincennes Reveille. They're going to be led here at halftime tonight by McCain Claycomb. McCain Claycomb, just a good-looking athlete. 14 points here at halftime. McCain Claycomb with 4 2-point baskets, a 3-point basket. He was 3 of 4 from the free throw line for his 14. Trevon Taylor was next. Taylor with 2 two-point baskets. He was 4 of 5 from the free throw line for his 8. Next was Colton Muzin. Muzin, by all accounts, Reveille's leading scorer and best player. Muzin with 3 two-point baskets for his 6 points. Logan Keller was next. He had an early first quarter triple for his 3 points. And Austin Finch rounded out the scoring, the 6'4 sophomore with a basket for 2. For WC, only 6 points at halftime. They're led tonight by V.J. Burris. Burris with a 3-pointer in the second quarter for 3. Brock Craney got a 2-pointer to go for his 2. He's the Cardinals' leading scorer. He's been held to 2 here at halftime. And then Blake Hunter was 1 of 2 from the free throw line for his point in the second quarter. Quarter scoring has gone like this so far. After one quarter, Reveille led at WC 22-2. And here we are at halftime, 33-6.
And as I unofficially count Washington Catholic turnovers, I show 14. And that's 14 chances that Washington Catholic didn't have at the rim. And you talk about Brock Craney just with 2 points coming in, averaging right at 13. And as you look at WC, they score 29 or so per game. So it's just 6 at half here, and it's going to be, well, a huge hill to climb for the Cardinals. Craney also went to the bench about midway through the second period with 3 fouls, not getting a great whistle. But nonetheless, Reveille coming out in a press and able to turn some steals into some easy points. And a couple of their players, mainly Trevon Taylor, the sophomore center, working hard inside, and also McCain Claycomb, a junior, along with, of course, Colton Muzin, doing most of the damage for Reveille. Coach DeCourcy, as we kind of look ahead, if you will, to Friday night, your Vikings will get an Orleans Bulldogs squad that came, of course, to watch tonight's sectional opener and their first time in this sectional 63. Your thoughts on the Bar Eve Orleans matchup?
First of all, I'm going to editorialize, Johnny.
All right.
I love everything about Orleans High School. I like their coaching staff. I like their kids. These are people we've been to camp with for years. I mean, you want to talk about a first-class operation that's done things the right way for so long. I think it's absolutely asinine that Orleans has to drive to play the sectional here when there's a sectional going on at Springs Valley tonight.
And isn't there just 5 teams? Is there 5 teams at
there
Springs Valley?
There are only 5 teams at Springs Valley.
So why are they here?
And as I walked in tonight, talking to my wife today, I kind of compare this sectional to a big old dysfunctional family. And as a quote from John Mullen, you like to say, we put the fun in dysfunction sometimes. And I mean it like this. You know, Bar Eve and Lagodi, they want to beat each other's brains in. But, you know, I've already talked to probably 20 people from Lagodi tonight that I have not got to talk to at a basketball sectional in 2 years because of the ridiculous success factor rule. Now, on the flip side of that, there's like an extended member of that dysfunctional family that's not here tonight that should be. And those are the Cougars from North Davies. Getting bumped up kind of on a technicality. And, it just doesn't totally feel quite right. It feels great being back at Lagodi. Be more than happy to, you know, participate and play against Orleans on Friday night. It'll be a great game. Just kind of longing for the way things were, Johnny. That's
well,
all I got to say about that.
I appreciate your editorial. It's okay to preach, preacher, but I want to bring up 2 things. First of all, you remarked on Orleans and the quality program.
They're the standard. I mean, the standard, that's high praise. But, I mean, as far as class you see the same people there every year. It's not shocking that they're good every year.
And you talk about class. Let me drop some knowledge on you. I just heard this afternoon. And I'll tell you, Coach Brent Dalrymple is the one who told me this. Tom Bradley, who's been there, probably almost 2 decades now as the head coach there, in his career, he has 0 technicals. He has not been called for a technical foul from an official.
Yep.
That tells you what kind of class he's running that program with.
And I'll give you another statistic. So Coach Bradley I don't know how many years he's been coaching. Brian Hughes in year 32. Brian Hughes, he's been whistled for two technicals in his career.
Right.
So Friday night, you're going to have probably almost 60 years of experience and two technicals. We've got more than that in a weekend in Jasper before, Johnny.
I'll tell you what, on Sunday I got warned three times, and all I was doing was keeping the scoreboard. So I wasn't even really coaching. I mean, so I've got referees giving me dirty looks because I'm keeping track of the score. So you're right. Those two guys in charge of their programs for a long time and obviously do things correctly. The other thing I'll mention, and it's kind of mind-boggling, literally Orleans is in Orange County, so is French Lick, where the Springs Valley Sectional is being played, and yet they're here. And they are a welcome addition. They're a very strong program, but why aren't they at Springs Valley?
And you know, I'm speaking for kind of maybe how they feel tonight, too, is you know, they've been used to going to the same places for, you know, for decades now, and now they're here. And, you know, it's cool. Whatever.
Yeah. Well,
whatever.
We know that those two teams, Bar Even Orleans, are going to match up in game one on Friday. Game two, of course, is going to be the host Lagodi Lions, winners of last year's Class A Sectional 63, taking on the winner of this Washington Catholic Reveille game. And second half action just about underway. The Lions coaching staff sticking around. Most folks have now left the arena here as 33-6 as we begin the second half. Reveille working the ball around. And three put up by Logan Keller. No good. Tristan Taylor rebounds. You know, you mentioned the North Davies Cougars now playing in 2A. It's sectional 47, and they do know who their opponent's going to be on Friday night, Coach. It's going to be South Knox.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to call it an upset, but certainly Linton with a big win at South Knox just a couple of weeks ago.
By 15, no less.
And there was a lot of game tonight where South Knox firmly in control, a double-figure lead, but man, I mean, that's a coaching tool. I'm sure Coach Mark Rohr, who got that basket for
Reveille? That bucket was scored by McCain Claycomb,
okay,
35-6.
16. But, you know, it's great to have a teachable moment after a win rather than a loss, especially in the sectional. But they had about a 30-second spell there late in the third quarter, late in the fourth quarter, where I think a couple of missed front ends, and Linton went 3-4-point play, three. And you do that, and you take the lead, and it can happen that fast.
Yes, it can.
And, you know, what a gutty win by those kids from South Knox to go get one in overtime, and that will make them the favorite in 2A. But I think, you know, in a sense, it balances the field a little bit. And, you know, there are times where, you know, I kind of explained it like this last year in the 3A regional. I didn't think there was any way in the world a team like Pike Central could beat Bossy. But Pike Central could beat Brownstown, and Brownstown could beat Bossy. So I think Friday night, I don't think there was any way, as Claycomb going to knock in another three.
He is hot tonight.
I don't think there was any way that North Davies was going to beat Linton. I just think their styles aren't congruent with each other. But I think...
And there's Blake Hunter as Craney finds Hunter, and he duplicates Claycomb's three as Blake Hunter with his first three-pointer, and it's 38-9.
But I think there is a way on Friday night for Coach Brent Dalrymple to
losing for three
to certainly make things very, very interesting up at North Knox.
Well, I don't disagree with you, although Coach Dalrymple, as he said on the radio last night, was preparing completely for Linton. So, but he also alerted me to the fact that he went out early today and got a bunch of film on South Knox. So it was in his mind that the Spartans were certainly capable as Muzin races down the floor to make it 43-9.
That's 11 for Muzin.
Yeah.
But
so yeah, 2A sectional is interesting.
Yeah. So obviously I think the biggest winners tonight are not only Mark Rohr, but I think stylistically you know, Brent Dalrymple and the Cougars would much rather have played South Knox. Right. I think playing a game in the 40s is much more appealing than playing one in the 60s.
Right, as Logan Keller is going to take it hard to the rim, and Tristan Taylor is responsible for the foul. Are they calling that on the floor? Are they going to let him shoot? Yeah, I think Keller's going to go to the line to shoot too. 43-9 here, Reve. The lead now 34. We don't know for sure in the first half as we had a couple of technical difficulties. We don't know if we thank the Knights of Columbus, so let's do it one more time.
Absolutely.
Coach DeCourcy, the KSC, Council 630, and Main Street in downtown Washington, a huge supporter of all things Washington, Indiana. Also, Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. You got a friend at Thompson Insurance. We got a lot of friends at the Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. Thank you to those sponsors, as well as A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. All these folks bringing you Washington Catholic boys and girls basketball on the general 95-9 throughout the season.
Keller going to get both free throws to go. So 45-9 now, Johnny.
About halfway through the third, and Craney with the basketball, being guarded by Thomas. Craney's been bottled up. He's been held to two. Blake Hunter to Craney. Craney being guarded by Thomas. Makes a move. Can't find the range. Been a tough shooting night for Craney. He's also got three personal fouls. Reve looks inside. Caden Claycomb looks to be as Colton Musin's going to score another bucket from Keller. McCain Claycomb just looks like a different kind of player. He looks like he's added some muscle, some strength. I've seen him throughout the years as a youth official. I've seen him throughout the years, but he looks like he's grown into his body, Coach.
Like I said, I was gone last weekend when Barry played Reve. I didn't get to see that game. But a couple of weeks ago when Reve hosted Ligoti, I kind of had to question. I didn't know much about Reve's talent level. It was a close game. I didn't know what to expect. But when you get out here and you see these Reve athletes, they're certainly capable of physically staying in games. It's pretty clear to see.
Blake Hunter with a basketball. Kicks to Craney in the corner. And there's another run out as Musin's going to find Thomas. Thomas is going to go hard to the hole, and he's going to be fouled by Robinson. So 47-9 here, and the Reve's continuing to push the ball at the floor. I started to mention that perhaps Reve might be thinking about going to their bench, but you look at their roster, Coach, and as I do the quick math, I only see 11 players listed.
Yeah.
And we've seen a few subs already. Looks to me like they've got two, maybe three guys over there they can put in yet, but not a real deep team.
Nope, not deep. Update down at Springs Valley, Northeast Dubois, 49-38 over Wood Memorial.
So the three-time defending sectional champion Trojans losing in the opening round of this
year's.
excuse me.
That's fake news.
Oh.
5:51 left in the fourth quarter. They are losing, but they haven't
lost. They are losing 49-38. They are still the three-time defending champions and have not lost yet, but trailing to blue-chip brethren Northeast Dubois. Irwin Zanillis in the game for Washington Catholic. He's going to double dribble with it. 2:28 here to play in the third. Does that score say 49-9?
49-9.
Nine times.
Ferris Bueller.
Save Ferris. Jalen Mullen here, kind of keeping us company.
Oh, Jay Bird.
Wonder if he found his way to the hospitality room and didn't get run out, did you? Okay. Most hospitality rooms encourage you to visit.
Yes, they do. And especially another three put up by Reve.
Oh.
No good. Hard fall right there by.
That's number two.
Cedric Schleiss.
That's Schleiss.
The North Davies Hospitality Room.
What's that? Oh, yeah. That's the place I tend to go every day.
That's the place to be.
I tend to stop by the hospitality room. Not just on game night do I visit, but I frequent there throughout the day.
You go there during prep period, I heard.
I mean, seriously. There's always some cooking going on down the hallway.
Hey.
Nice no look from Keller to Claycomb. And again, Claycomb muscles up over Cade Taylor, and it's 51-9. Claycomb, don't know what his career high is, but he's got to be approaching it.
He's up to 21.
Handling the basketball for the Cardinals is Cannon Ingram. Over to Jace Drew. Drew with the ball. Tries to go inside. Has it taken away by Thomas.
And just got
Thomas to Claycomb.
Rolled out. Got some our Vincennes radio brethren said McCain Claycomb's career high, 27. So we'll see how much of the fourth quarter he plays, but he's certainly got a shot at it here tonight.
Keller pushes it down the floor, 51-9. Kid can pass to Claycomb. Slice wants the basketball. They're going to leave him wide open, and he's going to take a three off the rim, and that's Claycomb.
He plays hard all the time.
And he is on the soccer team, the Revee soccer team. Most of these athletes play three sports at Revee. You know, a school of about 89 kids, 9 through 12, you know they're going to play most of the sports. Colton Musin, in fact, one of the better soccer players in Southern Indiana. Trayvon Taylor, I believe, plays soccer.
And right on cue, Claycomb going to check out of the game.
A lot of these Washington Catholic boys play soccer as well. That foul is going to be committed by Jace Drew. Jace Drew with the foul.
It's going to be team foul number 4.
We are closing in on the end of the third quarter, 51-9. Vincennes Revee.
Tonight's game brought to you by Jones & Sons in Washington and by Vincennes University. Also brought to you tonight by Kemper CPA Group.
Keller's going to go to the rim, miss the layup. Rebounded by Slice. The Slice is right, and he's fouled. Cannon Ingram with the foul.
It's going to be 5 team fouls on Revee, or on WC, no team fouls on Revee.
We also want to give a shout-out to the Davis Community Hospital. Better Together for Better Health, DCH, as well as WTHI-TV in Terre Haute. And always a great local sponsor, Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal.
WC with the basketball. We're under 5 seconds left here in the third quarter. Little spin dribble, long three put up, no good, and that's going to do it.
It's 51-9. We've got 8 minutes to play. We'll be back to Jack Butcher Arena in 60 seconds. You're listening to The General, 95.9 FM, back in 60 seconds.
The Knights of Columbus invite you to join them each Friday night for their awesome fish special during Lent. The KFC will offer a delicious fish buffet every Friday night from 5 to 8 p.m. and a Lenten lunch special too. Don't forget great juicy steaks Friday and Saturday night and steak specials for dinner every Saturday. Prime rib is offered the first Saturday of each month. And save the date for the return of the big treasure hunt. Saturday, April 21st, the jackpot starts at over $765,000 with 21 numbers left. The Knights of Columbus, always open to the public for lunch and dinner in downtown Washington.
With all the options out there today, we asked Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Now back to the Lagodi Boys Basketball Sectional on WAMW and from WAMWAMFM.com.
The General.
Back to Jack Butcher Arena here. Mike DeCourcy and John Mullen bringing you sectional coverage here as Vincennes Revee and Washington Catholic playing fourth quarter action. 51-9 Vincennes. WC with the basketball to begin the fourth. Brock Craney over to VJ Burris. Burris to Blake Hunter. Blake Hunter to Tristan Taylor. Tristan takes an 18-footer and he's going to net it. And so the Cardinals are in double figures. Basket by Tristan Taylor. Showing off some range there just inside the three-point line. Reve with the basketball. McCain Claycomb handling it to Muzin. Muzin back to Claycomb. Claycomb to Slice. Slice misses the three, rebounded by Taylor. Minute gone by here in the fourth. Taylor inside. Tristan Taylor can't find the range. Rebounded by Vincennes Reve's Trayvon Taylor. Claycomb to Austin Finch, to Muzin, to Slice, to Finch. Finch to Muzin. Muzin with a pull-up 15-footer. Got it. 53-11. We also want to thank your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores for their sponsorship of Washington Catholic Basketball, as well as the Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. Should be opening any day now there on State Street in Washington, Coach DeCourcy.
Yeah, certainly looks nice down there. Lots of work being done. I know about one time a week I'll drive over to Hardee's for my lunch, and it's nice to see the old Ponderosa building.
Thank you.
Coming back to life.
I wondered if you recalled eating Ponderosa in there years and years and years ago.
Offensive
rebound bucket by Tristan Taylor. Taylor now with four. Scored the last two buckets. So, yeah, a lot of food consumed there at the old Ponderosa there on State Street. Reve by 40, 53-13. That shot's put up by number five,
that's McCain Claycomb.
He's just going to pad his stats by rebounding his own miss and putting it in.
And that's 23 for McCain Claycomb.
Tristan Taylor says, that's what's up. He's got six straight, Coach. 55-15, a little too late, but Tristan Taylor showing some range there with a 15-footer.
Yeah, nice stroke right there.
A lot of these Cardinals seniors. V.J. Burris, Blake Hunter, Tristan Taylor, Irwin Anilis, all four of those guys are seniors, along with Brock Crania Jr., and Crania will exit for Peyton Robinson, and Robinson's a senior as well. Five seniors now on the floor for WC.
Tonight's game also brought to you by Mattress by Appointment, by Area 1 Protection Services, and by Lana Helms, DDS Orthodontist.
Reve brings a couple of substitutions in. Sam Hinkle, he's a freshman. And Charlie Niehaus is also a freshman. So, look like Claycomb and Muzin's evenings are done, Coach.
Yeah, I'd say that's a very wise play right there by Coach Mark Beasy. Obviously, they've got a big battle with Lagodi coming up on Friday night. And with a 40-point lead in under 5 minutes, the kids on the floor ought to be able to drive this ship home.
There's a break in the action here at Jack Butcher Arena, and we're going to take a 60-second timeout. When we return, we'll be back to Washington Catholic Reve basketball back in 60 seconds.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666. Feel safe when you leave your home for spring break or just a weekend trip with the help of Coy Graber and the team at Area 1 Protection Services. Area 1 Protection offers video security cameras to monitor your home on your mobile device when you're away. Area 1 also offers the latest security technology for commercial businesses with the lowest monthly monitoring fees. Call toll-free at 877-406-2874. Area 1 Protection, wishing the area teams good luck in the boys' basketball sectional tournament this week.
Back to Jack Butcher Arena, 3:40 remaining here, 55-15. V.J. Burris is going to put a shot up, and he's going to knock it down. So 55-17 on Burris's. He's got five now, Coach, a 3-2, is that right?
A 3-2, yeah. I'd like to say hello to my friend, my old friend, Mr. Ben Johnson, high school graduate, Pike Central, class of 97. Played a little college football at the University of Evansville. More recently, an assistant coach with the Memorial Tigers this year on their way to a state state finals, state championship.
Memorial.
I have no idea why Ben Johnson is listening to this game, unless he's just going through the area and he's lost. But hello to my old friend Ben. You know, we've almost been in some fisticuffs together with people on the other side.
Yeah.
You know, there's been times where we've been antagonists back in the high school days. But I figured, you know, if I could get somebody on my team that was big enough to play a little college football.
You want that guy.
He's a preacher's son, and you know what they say about preacher's kids. Uh-huh. And I didn't really know it until my dad became one years later.
And what do they say?
I mean, they're going to fight dirty. You got to watch them, man.
Preacher's kids fight dirty.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. Coming from the mouth of a preacher's son. Tristan Taylor fouled inside by Reve. He's going to shoot two here. Ben Johnson, you said, was a coach on the state champion football team for Evansville Memorial. Memorial, of course, a parochial power out of Evansville. And, of course, we've got two parochials going at it here in Washington Catholic, my alma mater, against Vincennes Reve. So.
And, yeah, down at Memorial just a couple of weeks ago. And Vikings played well. I thought Memorial played well. Evansville Memorial, an overtime win.
I'm watching my former high school principal at Washington Catholic, Mr. Dennis Bradley, a Montgomery native, walk out of the gymnasium as he's a longtime Washington Catholic supporter. Foul was on WC there. Into the game for the Cardinals, that's Michael Chu, and he is wearing number 25 into the game for the first time. 55-18 as one of those free throws for Taylor went down.
It's 7 points for Tristan Taylor.
All in this quarter.
All in this quarter.
And Coach Howe's going to empty the bench. So he's got 10 in uniform, and he's going to go 5 for 5 here as we've got Finch at the line shooting a bonus. Austin Finch cannot make a bonus, but Trayvon Taylor's there to rebound and put it back in. Trayvon Taylor having a big game.
Yeah, nice night tonight. That is, oh, let's see here. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 for Trayvon Taylor.
57-18, Vincennes Reve. Trayvon Taylor listed at 6'3". Probably got 200 pounds on that frame as well, Coach.
Yeah, he's a good-looking athlete.
Just a sophomore.
Speaking of my old friend Ben Johnson, his Memorial Tigers, they pick up a big one in the opener of the 3A Boonville sectional. They knock off our friend Coach Hawkins down at Heritage Hills, 66-57.
Well, that's a great win for Memorial. And knocks out a really, really good Heritage Hills Patriots team.
Yeah, it certainly does.
That was Brock Craney. He hits his first three of the evening. It's 57-21. As we mentioned in the pregame, Reve won the earlier contest, the Blue Chip Affair, back in early December, 61-21. So we're kind of right around that score right now, 57-21 Reve with a minute 45 to play. Tough 3A sectional there. You got Memorial.
My.
You've got, Heritage Hills is out now. Gibson Southern's there. And guess what? Bossy's the favorite.
Yeah. And that's just on one side. Yeah. Incredible.
Free throw put up by number 2, Cedric Slice. He can't find the range. Ball being handled by Charlie Niehaus. Niehaus to Finch. And looky there, that's a 3-pointer put up by Sam Hinkle, another freshman. Trayvon Taylor is just going to go to work inside, and he may be close to a double-double as he rebounds his own miss, puts it in.
Yeah, and Taylor, he got another rebound there, but he just needed to go right up with that. No need to dribble it.
Craney's circus shot, can't find the range. 59-21 here, right at a minute. You know, you mentioned your friend Ben Johnson. I thought you were going to mention our friend Ben Flynn.
Ben Flynn, your compadre at North Davies, did a little student teaching at Bar Eve.
He says you taught him everything he knows.
Well.
And he says he knows more than you about history.
That's a dangerous thought, but the fact of the matter is, Jonathan, yours truly claimed not a first, not a second, not a third, not a fourth, not a fifth, but yes, a sixth Daviess County Trivia Contest Championship on Saturday night.
Six-time champion.
Six. That's the same number as MJ, yo.
Yo. That's six rings, dog.
So,
wow,
they need to get on my level. And our friend Todd Lancaster as...
That is Jace Drew. Jace Drew playing like MJ, dropping that three.
Our friend Todd Lancaster, he picked up a nice third place finish. You know, they give ribbons for that, too.
A collection of ribbons, huh?
Uh-huh. Participation trophies, almost.
That bucket was scored by Slice, and it's 61-24 here.
Cedric Slice's first two.
Craney puts up a long three, no good. You would think both teams would be content to get this over with, but WC might foul them. How'd I guess? 5.7 seconds to play.
Why not?
And Sam Hinkle going to shoot two shots here with 5.7 as WC showing their spirit, not giving up, down 37. He misses the first, does Sam Hinkle. The Cardinal student body and the whiteout sticking around here to the very end. Five seniors are going to play their last basketball game for Washington Catholic and Coach John Howe. That's going to do it. It's 61-24 final. Vincennes Reveille moving into the second semifinal on Friday night to take on Lagodi as they coast past Washington Catholic 61-24. Again, the final. We're going to take 3 minutes to get some sponsorships in. You're listening to the General 95.9. We'll be back with our post-game show and statistics. Back in 3 minutes, you're listening to the General.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Board-certified orthodontist Dr. Lena Helms knows that one of the keys to success is teamwork. With a friendly atmosphere, qualified assistance, in-house lab services, and payment options to meet your needs, Dr. Helms' office has all the tools to create a winning smile. Visit lanahelms.com or call 812-254-4500 to let the team at Dr. Helms' office make your goal of a healthy, beautiful smile a reality.
Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home will open in the coming weeks. Washington's new state-of-the-art funeral home is located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park. Our local contractor designed the funeral home to our exact specifications so that we can offer our families a spacious, highly functional, and beautiful funeral home to celebrate a loved one's life ceremony. Hello, I'm Chris Seavers, and I welcome you to visit us and see the difference at the new Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home located at 2020 State Street in Washington.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Ram Truck Month is back at the Washington Chrysler Center. Save up to $9,000 now on the new 2018s. The Ram 1500 Crew Cab starting as low as $40,000, including $1,000 in trade assist. That's right, an extra $1,000 towards your trade-in. Several in stock for you to test drive. See Glenn, Aaron, or Ryan and drive one home during Ram Truck Month, now in full swing at Washington Chrysler Center, or view the full inventory online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
This time of year, it's all about the kids.
Anthony Showalter and everyone at Kemper CPA says congratulations to our area youth for your fantastic achievements. Everyone is so proud of you. You are the future of this community. Look at what you've accomplished. Congratulations to all area teams. Playing as a team is what it's all about. Kemper CPA salutes and congratulates all area youth.
Now, back to the Lagodi Boys Basketball Sectional on WAMW and from WAMWAMFM.com.
Back once again to Jack Butcher Arena. The final score of the second game was Vincennes Gervais 61 and Washington Catholic 24. Patriots are going to move on into the sectional semifinals. Washington Catholic ends their season. A really, really, really difficult season for Coach John Howe. He's going to graduate five seniors to boot. They win just one game. They finish 1-22 as Reveille takes care of WC, 61-24. Coach Mike DeCourcy, your post-game statistics.
We'll start with Vincennes Reveille. They're going to be led tonight by McCain Claycomb. Claycomb game high 23 points. Claycomb with, it looks like, 6 2-point baskets, a 3-point basket, and Claycomb with 7 free throws to end with his 23 points. He's followed tonight by Trevon Taylor. Taylor tonight with 5 2-point baskets, 4 or 5 from the free throw line for his 14. I actually bypassed somebody. That's Colton Musen. Musen, 6 2-point baskets and a made triple for his 15. Logan Keller, a 3-point basket and 2 free throws for his 5. And 2 Patriots with 2. Cedric Slice, a 2-point basket, 0 of 2 from the line for 2. And Austin Finch with a 2-point basket for 2. For WC, they're going to be led tonight by Tristan Taylor. Taylor, all 7 of his points in the fourth quarter. 3 2-point baskets, 1 of 2 from the line for his 7. VJ Burris and Brock Craney, both with a made triple and a 2-point basket for 5 points each. Blake Hunter, a made 3-point basket, 1 of 2 from the line for 4. And Jace Drew rounded out the scoring for WC with a triple for 3 points. At the end of one quarter, Vincennes Reveille led WC 22-2. At the end of two quarters, it was still 33-6 Reveille. Reveille pushed the margin to 51-9 after three quarters, and they're going to win it tonight, going away 61-24. We're going to go ahead and take one more timeout, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll have the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and we'll set everything up for Friday night. I'd like to thank more of our sponsors tonight. First, Mattress by Appointment in Washington, also Area 1 Protection Services, and by our friend Lena Helms, DDS Orthodontist in Washington. 61-24, Reveille wins it tonight. Back to Lagodi after this timeout.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community
Hospital. It's a new year. Get a new mattress at Mattress by Appointment in Washington. A new truckload of Serta 5-star mattresses has arrived, and at 50 to 80% off typical retail prices, they are going fast. That's right, Serta 5-star mattresses in stock, brand new, and ready for you. $40 down, take it home today. Enjoy 90 days no interest and pay it off with your tax refund. Call or text 812-610-1070 to schedule a time to check out these great deals. Mattress by Appointment in Washington, 812-610-1070.
Darrell O'Brien Construction in Washington is proud to back the Washington Catholic Cardinals this basketball season. From roofing to remodels to garages and home additions, even new home construction. Put Darrell O'Brien Construction on the job for you. Fully insured with over 20 years experience, Darrell can even sit down and help you design your floor plan for the ultimate dream home. Call 254-6797. Darrell would like to hear from you. If you're enjoying the game tonight, text 812-486-6752.
What do you do when you have an accident? Call Craney's Body Shop on Veal Creek Road in Washington.
They'll straighten things out. Craney's Body Shop has been serving this area since 1980 with expert vehicle body repair on all makes and models. Craney's also offers 24-hour around-the-clock towing service, so one call can do it all at 254-6412. 254-6412. Craney's Body Shop, Veal Creek Road in Washington, serving the area for 30 years.
The Knights of Columbus invite you to join them each Friday night for their awesome fish special during Lent. The KFC will offer a delicious fish buffet every Friday night from 5 to 8 p.m. and a Lenten lunch special too. Don't forget great juicy steaks Friday and Saturday night and steak specials for dinner every Saturday. Prime rib is offered the first Saturday of each month. And save the date for the return of the big treasure hunt. Saturday, April 21st, the jackpot starts at over $765,000 with 21 numbers left. The Knights of Columbus, always open to the public for lunch and dinner in downtown Washington.
Jones & Sons would like to wish all area teams and the Lagodi Boys sectional good luck. Jones & Sons has been your hometown concrete provider for over 45 years. We pride ourselves with the quality of concrete we bring to a job and with the customer service you'll find in our offices. Need work done? Give us a call. From concrete to masonry products, mulch, decorative rock, landscaping stone, steps, and much more. See it all online at jonesandsons.com or stop by one of our retail locations in Terre Haute, Vincennes, or Washington.
Now, back to the Lagodi Boys Basketball Sectional on WAMW and from WAMWAMFM.com. The General.
Back for one last time this evening here at Jack Butcher Arena as we wrap up our post game. The scoreboards have been turned off. They're covering the scoring table there as Vincennes Reveille probably quickly ready to head back towards Knox County. They claim a 61-24 victory over Washington Catholic. As always, we appreciate Bill Dobson Ford and his sponsorship of these contests on the radio. And our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game this evening, Coach DeCourcy.
I'm going to go with Tristan Taylor. And senior ended his career tonight with 7. And I thought finally in the fourth quarter when the WC offense got on track a little bit, it was Tristan Taylor. 3 2-point baskets, 1 of 2 from the line. I think he scored the WC's first 7 points of the final quarter. So we're going to go with the senior tonight, Tristan Taylor.
And besides Tristan Taylor, we say goodbye to Irwin's, Anellis, VJ Burris, Blake Hunter, and Peyton Robinson, 5 WC seniors playing their last game here at Jack Butcher Arena. For our sponsors of Washington Catholic basketball throughout the season, both the Cardinals and Lady Cardinals, for Andy Morrison back at the station doing a great job of keeping us online as much as possible considering the technical difficulties that we were responsible for here. We certainly appreciate the listeners of this basketball contest, and we will be back on Friday evening, right, Coach DeCourcy,
for
semifinal action?
But yeah, one more score to pass along tonight. Northeast Dubois, a 9-point winner. Over Wood Memorial down at Valley. So
Wood, the 3-time defending sectional champion, is not going to win it this year.
No more. So there you are.
Any thoughts on Friday?
Hey, it'll be a fun night. As Jim Ross used to say on Monday Night Raw, business is going to pick up tonight. A little bit of a preliminary round. Really good crowd for that Bar Eve Shoals game. Bar Eve in Orleans at 6 o'clock will be good. You'll have the Lagodi and the Reveille fans kind of filing in. And I think by about halftime of that first game, we're going to have a packed house here.
Well, they've got the rollouts out this evening, and they will certainly need those on Friday night as Jack Butcher Arena gets ready for the Sectional 63 semifinals. We've had a good time this evening, and we will be back on Friday. Coach Mike DeCourcy will bring the Vikings, and we'll stick around and cover game 2 between the Lagodi Lions and Reveille Patriots. Again, we appreciate you listening in this evening. For Mike DeCourcy, this is John Mullen, my son Jalen Mullen, hanging out, keeping stats as well. You've been listening to the General 95.9 FM. Good night, everyone.
This concludes tonight's coverage of the Class 1A Lagodi Boys Basketball Sectional on Four Star Country, the General 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Season-long coverage of Washington Catholic basketball provided by The Prescription Shop in Washington, Craney's Body Shop in Washington, Darrell O'Brien Construction in Washington, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, and Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. Tournament coverage provided by Jones & Sons, Vincennes University, Kemper CPA, Mattress by Appointment, Area 1 Protection Services, Atlanta Helms DDS Orthodontist. Listen to the semifinal round of the Class 1A Lagodi Boys Basketball Sectional Friday night, starting around 5:30 p.m. with the Commissioner's Corner Interview. Visit WAMWAMFM.com's sports broadcast page to listen to or download a copy of tonight's games. The General now returns to play your favorite country music.
When somebody like you,
somebody like you,
thinks of me,
you think of me,
then somewhere in my car,
somewhere in my car,
you'll hear Keith Urban, our kind of music.
The General, 95.9 and 1580.